This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester head football coach Bill Zwan, his squad 4-0, and on Saturday they will take on Shippensburg in a key Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference battle. And first of all, Coach, mentioned the 4-0 last week in your conference opener. You took care of Millersville 42-16, and once again it was a game where you took on a team that you were frankly just better than, and you just took it to them right away and put the game to bed early. And I know that's got to be relieving as a head coach when your group can take care of business like that.
Yeah, I think we have a pretty mature group, in particular from a leadership standpoint. I really think we've got some really mature leaders. So they have been doing a good job of making sure our kids are taking care of business and focusing. So we came out of the first quarter, played really, really well. We hit a lull for a little bit there in the second quarter and then got it back in the third quarter. But basically in general, and in particular against Millersville, we've been doing exactly what we need to do. Get up on them, put points on the board, put them in a tough position, and then, you know, finish the game off, which and we're able to get young guys in for a little bit in most of the game so far.
Once again, your defense came to play. Double-digit sacks, another defensive touchdown. This unit, has it even exceeded expectations of what you thought they could do?
I think in the first four games it has. I mean, I knew we would have a good defensive unit, but some of the numbers we're putting up right now are pretty, you know, probably a little bit better than I had expected. You know, we're playing great against the run. We're doing a great job getting to the quarterback. And I think, you know, those pieces give you the opportunity to get the turnovers. We're getting, interceptions, which we, more interceptions than we have in a few years. And, taking them in for touchdowns or setting up, touchdowns. So the defense has really helped as far as the offense is concerned also. So probably a little bit better than I had expected.
And the thing that's interesting to me, just looking at the numbers and the box scores and stuff like that, it's coming from all different directions defensively. I think you've got five different guys that have at least 3.5 sacks. You've got five different guys that have an interception. It's not like one or two guys are, kind of propping up the whole unit. You're really going 11 deep with this defense.
Yeah, I mean, we have probably six or seven up front that we're rotating in. So each one of those guys is getting involved. And then our two linebackers, Tyler Morrissey and Nate Lawrence, have really done a great job of blitzing the quarterback. They're two really effective blitzers. Some linebackers aren't, but these two guys are, and they're getting to the quarterback also. So it is we are using a lot of guys to get to the quarterback for sure. And then the secondary is, we're a little bit older. We've got a few seniors back there, and they have a good feel now for what we're trying to do. So I think that piece has helped us as far as interceptions at the end.
Let's talk a little bit about Shippensburg. They've split their first four games, won the first two, have lost the last couple. What do you see on film?
They're still a very good team defensively. They've got a lot of guys back from the group that we played twice last year, once in the playoffs. So we're going to see pretty physical defensive team. Offensively, they're a little bit different. They're going to throw the ball a bunch and try to mix the run in. But they're a little bit different than they have been in the past. They're not throwing the ball down the field quite as much. They're a little bit more shorter passing game. But they run a complicated offense. You got to stay on top of them. They do a lot of different things. So you got to really be prepared. And defensively, they're very aggressive defense. They're on the run all the time. They like to blitz. Their linebackers play downhill. So again, it's one of those teams that, we play them every year, and they're very similar each year. but it takes us some time during the week to really get our kids used to the aggressiveness that they play with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.